I've all been waiting for. Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains.
Broadcast on the public blog. Comes the breach and to the some. 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Yeah, special guest in front of our
priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. Operator, you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
But the scriptures give a different picture.
The scripture clearly teaches us that there is an eternity and a place that Yahweh calls paradise or the new Yerushalayim for the believers in his name and the believers in his commandments and judgment, testimonies, and statute. And then, of course, there is the unbelievers, and their destination will be in eternal judgment. And I know there's a lot of people that don't believe that, but if you study the scriptures clearly, it does teach that there is an eternal place of bliss for the righteous, and there is eternal damnation for the unrighteous. And we choose our destination by how we live in this life while we're alive. We do need the help of the Eternal Father, Yahweh, to open our eyes to see as he sees instead of how, you know, humanistic wisdom would try to perpetrate on us. We have to go beyond just natural thinking and natural reasoning and natural ability. We have to have his divine revelation to give us understanding on how to live in this current life. This life is kind of like, it's been likened to a preparatorial state, a probational period, if you will, a time to get ready for the afterlife. This life is, on average, between, you know, well, they say males live between 70, 72, women, you know, women about 73 or so, on average, or so, give or take. But if you can leave this world at 1 or 101 or anything in between, for that matter. So then really no one is promised tomorrow. We have right now, and we have to be wise in how we use our time. The scripture says in many texts, it talks about to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And it does say clearly that it is appointed unto man, men and women, once to die, and then the judgment. That's clearly found in the Renewed Covenant or New Testament. So life is likened to a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. The book of James, his real name is Yaakov right there in Renewed Covenant, New Testament. James said that. Our life is like, he goes, what is your life? It is like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And that's significant because if you've ever boiled a pot of hot water on a stove, well, it doesn't start hot, but you just put the water on the stove and it does become hot and it vaporizes. And it begins, especially if you have a tea kettle, and it begins to whistle. And the water vaporizes and spouts out. That's how our life is. Our life is here, appears for a little time. It's like the water, and it vaporizes. It dissipates. It evaporates. It does, indeed, it is fleeting. You know, here, today, gone tomorrow. Very, very quickly. And so we need to deal with this subject. I think more often than not, it's amazing when you lose a loved one, somebody close and dear to you, at their parting or departing. Many people at that time begin to think about it more seriously, and they take it seriously, and by all means. But it doesn't need to be something you have to fear. Generally, in our humanity, even though I don't like that term, in our mortality, I should say, we all have, at one time or another, feared death. But it doesn't need to be that way. When you come to the Creator, Yahweh, you can have the hope of eternal life. You don't have to live in drudgery. You don't have to live in despair. You don't have to live in fear anymore. The scripture says, the fear of man bringeth a snare. And the Messiah, Yahweh, stated, I believe in the book of Matthew,
Netanyahu, he stated that to fear not him that can kill the body, but fear him that can kill the body and soul. And that's the Creator Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. He began to give many discourses about eternity. In fact, in the Renewed Covenant, New Testament, he clearly taught about the afterlife approximately 33% of the Renewed Covenant, the text, especially in the Gospels in particular, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And, of course, you can look at 1 Corinthians 15. It deals with it clearly about the afterlife. And I'm going to read you some texts found in the Nephite record as well as some of the texts we mentioned, obviously, in the New Testament. But there was a man by the name of Alma, and there was a book actually named, a namesake prophetic book. And I'm going to read some passages from you about what transpires or what he depicted or what the Father showed him in by revelation, by divine revelation, through prophecy, through revelation, through divine vision, divine illumination from the Father above Yahweh, the Creator. And I'm going to read a little bit to you. This is in Alma chapter 40, and we'll repair the breach where the true name of the Messiah, Yahweh, was there originally, as well as in the Bible, of course. He says, "Now, my son, here is somewhat more I would say unto thee, for I perceive that thy mind is worried concerning the resurrection of the dead. Behold, I say unto you that there is no resurrection, or I would say, in other words, that this mortal does not put on immortality." Compare this with 1 Corinthians 15, by the way, folks. This corruption, and test it by those texts in 1 Corinthians 15. He goes on to say, "This corruption does not put on incorruption until after the coming of the Messiah. Behold, he bringeth to pass the resurrection of the dead, but behold, my son, the resurrection is not yet. Now I unfold unto you a mystery. Nevertheless, there are many mysteries which are kept that no one knoweth them save the Almighty Yahweh himself. But I show unto you one thing which I have inquired diligently of Yah that I might know, that is concerning the resurrection. Behold, there is a time appointed that all shall come forth from the dead. And now when this time cometh, no one knows, but Yahweh knoweth the time which is appointed. Now, whether there shall be one time or a second time or a third time that men shall come forth from the dead, it mattereth not. For Yahweh knoweth all these things, and it sufficeth me to know that this is the case, that there is a time appointed that all shall rise from the dead. Now, there must needs be a space betwixt the time of death and the time of resurrection. And I know I would inquire what becometh of the souls of men from this time of death to the time appointed for the resurrection. Now, whether there is more than one time appointed for men to rise, it mattereth not. For all do not die at once, and this mattereth not. All is as one day with Yahweh, and time only is measured unto men. Therefore, there is a time appointed unto men that they shall rise from the dead, and there is a space between the time of death and the resurrection. And now, concerning the space of time, what becometh of the souls of men is the thing which I have inquired diligently of the Almighty to know. This is the thing of which I do know. And when the time cometh when all shall rise, then shall they know that Yah knoweth all the times which are appointed unto man." We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel with Repair of the Breach. BreachMender@yahoo.com. You can email me. We'll be right back here on RBN. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
280 or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
And I'm Zach Daniel, and subject today we're talking about the afterlife, dealing with the subject of death and what transpires at death. And more importantly, is during our life, as we alluded to, it is the preparatorial state, as you'll research and find that to be the case, that being preparing your life to be in alignment currently in your life with the Father's, the Eternal Father's commandments and his way of life for you. And everyone has a free will, a free choice to live any way they want in general. But there is a reaping and then a sowing and reaping of the choices we make in this life that definitely affect our afterlife destination, eternally speaking. Now, reading a little bit out of the book called Alma. And he deals with the subject of the afterlife. And we'll continue reading verse number 11, chapter 40 of Alma. He states, now, concerning the state of the soul between death and the resurrection, behold, it has been made known unto me by a Melakim, or an angel, that the spirits of all men, as soon as they are departed from this mortal body, yea, the spirits of all men, whether they be good or evil, are taken home to that Almighty Yahweh who gave them life. And then shall it come to pass that the spirits of those who are righteous are received into a state of happiness, which is called paradise, a state of rest, a state of peace, where they shall rest from all their troubles and from all care and sorrow. Wow, what a promise. And then he goes on to say in verse 13, and then shall it come to pass that the spirits of the wicked, yea, who are evil, for behold, they have no part, nor portion of the spirit of Yahweh, for behold, they chose evil works rather than good. Therefore, the spirit of the devil did enter into them and take possession of their house, which is likened unto, you know, a temple. Your body is a temple, or like a house. Your eyes are similar to the windows of your soul, for your soul. And your body's like a house. And so he goes on to say, and these shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And that's a very similar statement, and in fact, almost verbatim, to what the Almighty Messiah Yahweh stated. And he goes on to say here in verse 13 at the end, and this because of their own iniquity or Torahlessness, or living without the laws, commandments, judgments, testimony, the statutes of the Torah, which is the first five books in your Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, as well as all half Torah, half of the prophets, as well as the renewed covenant text as well. That's iniquity. Iniquity is being without the Torah, without observing the commandments, without observing the weekly Sabbath, without observing all the feasts and so forth. And by the way, the weekly Sabbath, for those who desire to keep the true Shabbat by the full new moon of Scripture, will be again for the next two more weeks, for the next two Wednesday nights and Thursday nights will be the weekly Sabbath for the eighth moon, the last two Sabbaths of the eighth moon. That is the fourth commandment, to keep to remember the Sabbath. And that is a sign between you and the Creator, that the believers and the Creator, that we are in accord. We are one mind and one accord with the Creator, that we are sealed with His name and as well as His Sabbath, His weekly Sabbath. And we do need His Spirit to teach us these things, because we can't receive understanding of these things unless His Spirit gives us revelation. But anyhow, he goes back to say, he goes on to say in verse 13 towards the end, and these shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And this because of their own Torahlessness. That's what the word iniquity really means. Again, it's being without the Torah, observing the commandment. And then he says the reason was because being led captive by the will of the devil. Now this is the state of the souls of the wicked, he goes on to say, yea, in darkness and a state of awful, fearful looking for the fiery indignation of the wrath of Yah upon them. Thus they remain in this state, as well as the righteous in paradise until the time of the resurrection. Now there are some that have understood that this state of happiness and this state of misery of the soul before the resurrection was a first resurrection. Yea, I admit it may be termed a resurrection, the raising of the spirit or the soul, and their consignation to happiness or misery according to the words which have been spoken. And behold, again, it has been spoken that there is a first resurrection, a resurrection of all those who have been or who are or who shall be down to the resurrection.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And nurses, it is our sincere hope that the healing formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Dan of the Repair of the Breach, and we're going to throw open the phone line, 800-313-9443. You got any questions or comments? Until then, we'll just continue on reading some of this incredible information, some enlightening information about what really transpires at death, or what happens to the body, the spirit, and soul. If you have any comments, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Reading out of Psalm 40 in verse 17, he goes on to say, "Now, we do not suppose that this first resurrection, which is spoken of in this manner, can be the resurrection of the souls and their consignation to happiness or misery. You cannot suppose that this is what it meaneth. Behold, I say unto you, nay, but it meaneth the reuniting of the soul with the body, of those from the days of Adam down to the resurrection of the Messiah. Now, whether the souls and the bodies of those of whom who has been spoken shall be reunited at once, the wicked as well as the righteous, I do not say. Let it suffice that I say that they all come forth, or in other words, their resurrection cometh to pass before the resurrection of those who die after the resurrection of the Messiah. Now, my son, I do not say that their resurrection cometh at the resurrection of the Messiah, but behold, I give it as my opinion that the souls and the bodies are reunited of the righteous at the resurrection of Messiah and his ascension into the heavens. But whether it be at his resurrection or after, I do not say, but this much I say, that there is a space between death and the resurrection of the body, and a state of the soul in happiness or in misery, until the time which is appointed of Yah, that the dead shall come forth and be reunited, both soul and body, and be brought to stand before Yahweh, and be judged according to their works. Yea, this bringeth about the restoration of those things of which has been spoken by the mouth of the prophets. The soul shall be restored to the body, and the body to the soul. Yea, and every limb and joint shall be restored to its body. Yea, even a hair of the head shall not be lost, but all things shall be restored to their proper and perfect frame. And now, my son, this is the restoration of which has been spoken by the mouth of the prophets. And then shall the righteous shine forth in the kingdom of Yah. But behold, an awful death cometh upon the wicked, for they die as to things pertaining to things of righteousness. For they are unclean, and no unclean thing can inherit the kingdom of Yah. But they are cast out and consigned to partake of the fruits of their labors or their works, which have been evil. And they drink the dregs of a bitter cup. And now, my son, I have somewhat to say concerning the restoration of which has been spoken. For behold, some have rested the scriptures and have gone far astray because of this thing. And I perceive that thy mind has been worried also concerning this thing. But behold, I will explain it unto thee. I say unto thee, my son, that the plan of restoration is requisite with the justice of Yahweh. For it is requisite that all things should be restored to their proper order. Behold, it is requisite and just according to the power and resurrection of the Messiah, that the soul of man should be restored to its body, and that every part of the body should be restored to itself. And it is requisite with the justice of Yahweh that men should be judged according to their works, and if their works were good in this life, and the desires of their hearts were good, that they should also at that last day, at the last day, be restored unto that which is good. And if their works are evil, they shall be restored unto them for evil. Therefore, all things shall be restored to their proper order, everything to its natural frame, mortality raised to immortality, corruption to incorruption, raised to endless happiness to inherit the kingdom of Yah, or to endless misery to inherit the kingdom of the devil, the one on one hand and the other on the other. The one raised to happiness according to his desires of happiness, or good according to his desires of good, and the other to evil according to his desires of evil. For as he has desired to do evil all the day long, even so shall he have his reward of evil when the night cometh. And so it is on the other hand, if he hath repented of his sins and desired righteousness until the end of his days, even so he shall be rewarded unto righteousness. These are they that are redeemed of Yahweh. Yea, these are they that are taken out, that are delivered from that endless night of darkness. And thus they stand or fall. For behold, they are their own judges, whether to do good or do evil. Now the decrees of Yahweh are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And now, behold, my son, do not risk one more offense against your Creator, upon whose points of doctrine which ye have hitherto risked to commit sin or transgression of the Torah. Do not suppose, because it has been spoken concerning restoration, that ye shall be restored from sin to happiness, Behold, I say unto you, wickedness never was happiness. And now, my son, all men that are in a state of nature, or I would say in a carnal state, are in the gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. They are without Yah in the world, and they have gone contrary to the nature of Yah. Therefore, they are in a state contrary to the nature of happiness. And now, behold, is the meaning of the word restoration, to take a thing of a natural state and place it in an unnatural state, or to place it in a state opposite to its nature. Oh, my son, this is not the case. But the meaning of the word restoration is to bring back again evil for evil, or carnal for carnal, or devilish for devilish, good for that which is good, righteous for that which is righteous, just for that which is just, merciful for that which is merciful. Therefore, my son, see that you are merciful unto your brethren. Deal justly, judge righteously, and do good continually. And if you do all these things, then you shall receive your reward. Yea, ye shall have mercy restored unto you again. Ye shall have justice restored unto you again. Ye shall have a righteous judgment restored unto you again, and ye shall have good rewarded unto you again. For that which ye do send out shall return unto you again and be restored. Therefore, the word restoration more fully condemneth the sinner and justifieth him not at all. It's very powerful reading there out of Alma, chapters 40 and 41. And it continues on. But many have taught that restoration, or I should say have taught about restoration maybe in an incorrect manner. This depicts a real deeper revelation of what it really means for the restoration of Yahweh to take place in one's life. In other words, if people live unrighteously or against the commandments or not with the commandments of the Creator Yahweh in their life, then they will be restored. Since they disobeyed in this life, they will be eternally restored to a place of disobedience, or for all those who were disobedient. And for those who observe the commandments of Yahweh will be restored in eternity with Yahweh and his kingdom. So it's really a question of, you know, obedience. If we obey him, and he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then he goes on to say in John, in the Epistle of John in the New Testament, New Covenant, that his commandments, or Yahweh's commandments, are not grievous, but not grievous to be borne whatsoever. They're a joy. In fact, it's his law, his commandments are a perfect law of liberty, and it brings deliverance, it brings freedom, because we're going to be judged by some law one way or the other. I mean, you're going to follow some law, whether you like it or not. You're going to follow the law of sin, or you're going to, the laws of sin and death. In Romans 8 talks about that the law of sin and death is, you know, eternally judged and receives damnation. And the law of life, the spirit of life and peace and joy in Yahweh's spirit, that is what people are indeed looking for in life. They're looking for peace. And you're not going to have peace without Yahweh the Messiah, who is indeed the Prince of Peace, to come and fill you with his spirit and endue you with power from on high, his power, not your power, not my power. Our willpower really is not much power at all, because we can't overcome the carnal man or the carnal nature, the depraved nature, on our own. And until a person repents, confesses their sins or their transgressions of the Torah, of the law, and the commandments of the Father, until they confess and forsake, not just say, oh, I'm sorry, but turn and do an about face and search the way the Father wants you to live. That's by his book, by his scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, as well as the Nephite record, and also there's other books like the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jubilees and Jasher, First and Second Esdras, There's so many, and some of the Apocrypha was actually in the original canon. These are maps in what helps us get closer to the Father. And there is a restitution taking place for the final restoration. The restitution is happening now. In the end time, at death, he clearly says there is a restoration. Every hair on our head is numbered. The Messiah stated that. But even at death, restoration at the resurrection, he says that every part of your body, the limbs, maybe some have lost or maimed, it will be restored back, in the day of restoration, in the day of resurrection. So there is hope for those that are hopeless. If you feel like you've been without hope, be of good cheer. You can have a restoration of hope back to your soul. The Father does promise us an afterlife with him in eternity in his kingdom. Call it the New Yerushalayim, or Jerusalem, which is really the New Yerushalayim. And it's here and now, and we're just waiting for him to come in the flesh again. He's already appeared once in the flesh approximately 2,000 years ago. And he says now we are to be about our Father's business, getting our lives in order in a preparatorial manner to please him and our lives be in submission to him. Because without going back to his judgments, testimonies, and statute, we would be completely out of order and out of his will for our life. And we'll be in the proper, or I should say improper destination. We'll be in the wrong destination that you don't want to be a part of. You want to be back in the Father's hands. Because Yahweh says when you're in his hand, no man can pluck you out. When you're obeying his spirit and his leading, because he said, for as many as are led by his spirit, they are the true sons and daughters of Yah in Romans 8. So many have asked, they would say, Zechariah, what does it really mean to be right with the Father or to be ready for death when death does come and call him? Because it is appointed unto man and men and women to once die and then the judgment. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews tells us that as well. And we alluded to that. Well, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Messiah, Yahweh. That's what Peter or Cephas said in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. He said, repent, because they said, what men and brethren, what shall we do? In Acts chapter 2, verse 37. They asked the question. They were pricked in their heart. They were convicted. Maybe in this discourse tonight, after reading some very anointed texts and words there in Alma, maybe that's pricked your heart, and you would say, well, what must I do? How do I make sure? How do I get right with the Father? How do I know I have the hope of eternal life and being pleasing with him? Well, we don't get perfected overnight. It's a constant daily walk with the Father. And he did say, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. But that word perfect means mature, maturing, continually growing. And, you know, we stumble, we fall, but just get back up. Get back up one more time. Just keep on getting back up one more time. And you stumble, fall. That doesn't mean you premeditate transgressing the Father's commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. That means that you repent. You need, and I need, we all need more of a disdain and a hate for sin or transgression of the Torah. That's what sin is. It tells us and it defines what sin is in the New Testament, because the wages of sin is death, Romans 8 says, and the gift, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life, you see. That's why he came in the flesh to die, to give us hope of eternal life. Because except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, he typified his life, his death, his burial, resurrection as a corn of wheat falling into the ground. He said, except he is buried and resurrected on the third day, except he is not, he said, except I'm buried, except the corn, he typified his burial as is death as being like a burial or a corn of wheat being buried in the ground and planted. Except the corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So that's why he died and was buried and was resurrected, so that he could bring forth the power of the resurrection. Because without the resurrection, there would be no hope. That's why he had come to die. No man took his life. He laid down his life for us. That's the power of his death. Because without the power of his death, there could be no resurrection. Without a death, there is no resurrection. With a death, then the resurrection, the hope of the resurrection, came forth, because on the third day he rose from the grave after his burial on the third day. And so by having the power of the resurrection, the promise to us now is that our bodies will be resurrected. Without him first tasting the first fruits of death and conquering it, death, hell, and the grave, then we could not have. But because he has come forth victorious.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm Zachariah Daniels here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. Publicbroadcasting.org is the website. And you can reach me at Zach Daniel, two Ks, no S for Daniel, Zach Daniel, one word at yahoo.com. And we're dealing with the afterlife and the subject of death, and we're dealing with the hope of the resurrection and after death, what transpires. And we read a little bit out of Alma, chapters 40 and 41. And we're talking before the break how the Messiah died and was buried and was resurrected. And without his death, there would be no resurrection. And how do we prepare or have the hope of eternal life? According to Scripture, he said that we had to repent. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish, the Messiah stated in the book of Matthew. And repentance is confessing and forsaking sin and having a contrition and disdain and hate for sin or transgression of his laws, commandments, judgment, testimony, statute. That's what sin is. It's confessing, it's breaking the commandments, but confessing, that's what repentance is, confessing and forsaking. And then what do you do when you repent afterwards? Because repentance is likened unto a death. You're dying out to self-willed ways, the flesh, the carnal nature, the animalistic desires of wickedness that transpire in many people's lives. And sometimes they have no way to answer the questions of why they do the things they do. Romans 7 is a very good chapter where the Apostle Shaul or Paul stated, the evil which I would not do, that I do. And the evil which I would not do, or the good that I want to do, I don't do. In other words, he was saying, my desire is to do good, but why am I doing evil? And when I want to do, or when I do evil, I really want to do good. But we need to know that in our willpower, our own way, we will not be pleasing to the Father. That's why he promised us in Romans, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. His Spirit. That's the power that you need, not your own power or willpower, like I stated earlier, but his power. Repentance is likened to death to your self-willed ways. You're dying out to your ways. What do you do with a dead body, a dead man? You bury him, right? So this is all in typology. Well, how do you bury, after, you know, bury your old self-willed ways, the old man, the old lifestyle that you want to turn from so we can have hope of eternal life with the resurrection of the Messiah? How do you bury it? Well, you get baptized. You know, burial, baptism is like a burial, likened unto a burial. For we are buried with him by baptism. It states clearly in Galatians. So, this is all in typology, but as he was baptized by Jochanan or John the Baptist, he gave us an example of that he that believeth and is baptized shall be damned, but he that believeth not shall. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That's found in Mark 16:16-19. So, you know, baptism alone won't save you, but it's a prerequisite, or it is a requisite for salvation at the same time. It's not a contradiction. It's just a reality. It's not just getting wet. It's the obedience and then walking in the commandments after that. I mean, if he was baptized, we need to be baptized. And we need to be baptized in his name, because his name is the only power.